Say the same thing about you. You look tired, almost sick. I say, you aren't ill, are you?
Ill? Oh, no. No, I've just been working hard. Not much sleep lately. Come on, I've got a wagon waiting right over here.
Wagon?
Sure, nothing fancy about us. We'll take the wagon to the boat landing, and then we'll row over to my island.
Say, now, wait a minute, Bill. Are you trying to rib me? What do you mean, your island?
Oh, didn't I tell you? I haven't lived in Cape Howell for 3 years. I find it more pleasant and comfortable out on the island.
But what island?
Folks around here have another name for it. But don't mind them if you hear it. I call it Échappé.
Say that again, Bill.
Échappé.
Well, what's that, Scandinavian or Esperanto?
French. Come on, here's the wagon over here. Young John's waiting on the boat landing.
Oh, I say, how is young John?
Jim, I don't know. I'm worried about him. He's having trouble with his studies. Doesn't seem to like books and hates company.
Well, I'd say he's more lonesome than anything else.
It's more than lonesomeness, Bill. Ever since Bill Jr. died, he hasn't been the same.
Angela and I were sorry to hear about Bill Jr. It's pretty sudden, wasn't it?
Yes, pretty sudden. That's the way it is in this country, though. So much fever, so few conveniences. Oh, by the way, you say Angela and the child will be along in a few days?
Oh, yes. You got my wire?
Got it yesterday. I didn't know your sister lived at Lawston.
Oh, yes, she has for years. Angela wants to visit about a week, and then she'll come on down here to Cape Howell by steamer. Oh, incidentally, old man, do you think this country's all right for the baby?
Had her shots, has she?
Oh, yes. Yes, I did everything you suggested in your letter. You know, that letter you wrote almost scared Angela out of coming. She said if it's that dangerous here, she doesn't think we should risk the child's life by bringing her here.
Well, there's no danger at all if the child's been inoculated against the three diseases I mentioned.
Well, I took care of that all right. You're sure there's no other danger?
I've taken care of any other danger there might be.
Hmm? What do you mean?
Just that. There's nothing in the world for you or Angela to worry about. Please believe me, Jim.
All right, old man, all right. Angela and I are on the first vacation we've had since we've been married. And believe you me, we're here to make the best of it.
Good, that's fine. Come on, the wagon's waiting, see? Right over there.